So a work can become modern only if it is first postmodern. Postmodernism, thus understood, is not modernism at its end, but in the nascent state, and this state is constant.
Golly! I suppose that's how we ended up in Mr. Buren's empty gallery rooms.
It's the refutation of even presenting a work, right? Right?
Despite Daniel Buren, postmodernism and nihilism are not necessarily the same thing.
Oh, goodness, I am so glad.
Shh.
Sorry.
Here comes that chappy leotard again.
Oh, leotard, right.
For me, modern art is that which presents the unpresentable. There is something which can be conceived and yet can neither be seen nor represented. This is what is at stake in modern painting, and it is the sublime.
In other words, abstraction.
I have broken the blue boundary of color limits. Come out into the white.
The sublime.
In 1915, the Russian artist Kazimir Malevich presented the unrepresentable sublime.
The sublime.
By painting a white square on a white background.
Beside me, comrade pilots swim in this infinity. I have established the semaphore of suprematism.
The impact of Cubism on the Dutch painter Mondrian was decisive. In 1917, he took the path from representation to minimal pure abstraction.
Abstraction alone is not enough to eliminate the naturalistic from painting. Line and colour must be composed otherwise than in nature.
Clive Bell, a British art critic, put the extremist case for a pure modernist aesthetic in 1914.
To appreciate a work of art, we need bring with us nothing from life.
Mondrian's Dutch, the Style Group, shared an ambition with many different but parallel schools.
Cubism.
Bauhaus.
Futurism.
Constructivism.
Constructivism, as its propagandist name suggests, was an eager, constructive supporter of the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution.
Abandon the easel. Long live kinetic.